Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, come on.
They wanna see us
down.
Right the bottom of the mat.
Uh-huh.
Other shows ain't worthy.
Uh-huh.
Every topic cut at 8 o'clock Monday and Thursday.
What's
on the Miss Lee? We new to these streets.
Yeah.
The best in radio. Why tell us if we already
know?
Hey, tell them what you went for.
Yeah.
Just hit the phone line. Get some info.
Hello?
That's 347215651 9.
Uh-huh.
Simple. Jot it down if you need a pencil.
Woo.
It's official. If an issue, we can get you. If you call, we
call.
Can get you. Say your name, say
what's
on your mental. It is what it is, right here with Miss Lee.
What up?
It's time to start the show. We damn right.
We damn right.
Get me.
Monday nights, heavy topics,
we gonna talk about. Thursday night, whatever's popping,
we gonna talk about.
Miss Lee's on a mission. Stilettos and combos division.
What?
To get people talking.
Huh?
To get people listening.
Alright.
As the show grows, you know the guest list. It goes.
Uh-huh.
From R&B divas to stars from those TV shows.
Okay.
People making a difference. Footprints,
combos,
combos and poets. Artists
more,
with
more.
Dope flows. The elements represent.
I
said go pro. People making things happen.
Happen.
People making things go.
Go.
From TV to film and even music to talk about the things that people say and the things that they do. Let's get it.
What's going on, people? What's going on? It's your girl, Miss Lee, here on a Thursday night, giving you the hottest pieces of conversation that's hitting the media, news, airwaves over this past week. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Hot Combos. I hope everybody has had a great week so far. And I know we're all looking forward to the weekend. We're almost there. We've gotten over the hump. And we are almost at weekend land. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we got a lot to talk about tonight. So we're going to hit on some very interesting topics, some of which you guys might have already seen, and some of the topics you might not have. But just be ready, be ready. But before we dive in, of course, I want to say what's up to my boy T. How are you today, T?
What's going on, Lee? Just made it in under the wire. Been running around trying to take care of the fam. You know, it's Thursday night. It's really nice out tonight. So,
it
you
is.
Know what I did? I put it on
is.
The barbecue.
It's a, I know that's right. It's such a beautiful day. I ate lunch outside today.
I'm running a little late because I had to put food on the table for the babies and all that. But, you know, I'm here. Done stuffed my face with some burgers and dogs. The missus made some pasta salad. It's a great summer day.
Yes, yes, and yes. It definitely is. And you know, like, I don't know if you're like I am, but when it gets warm out, like, I don't want to eat heavy food. So, like, I definitely do more salads. Like, I had a, you know, I made a pasta macaroni salad. And I've been eating that today with crackers and, like, fruit. You know, just light stuff that's just giving me that energy to keep it rolling. So, yeah, who wants to eat heavy food when it's nice out? I know I don't. But that sounds so good. I love it. Hot dogs and hamburgers are always good.
Yeah,
turkey
burgers. Hooked it up with the turkey burgers. So.
I can't. My system doesn't like turkey burgers. Yeah, I can't even do the ground turkey. My body doesn't like it.
Really?
Huh?
That's a healthy choice, Lee.
Yeah, my body doesn't digest it well. It just doesn't do what it's supposed to in my life. So, yeah, that's just how my body, the way my body's set up, you know. It don't do turkey well. But yeah, man, you know how to connect with the show. Go ahead and like the Facebook page, Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee on Facebook, as well as on Twitter, Miss Lee 1920. And I'm also on Periscope. It's a new app where you're able to broadcast live and talk to the people live. A real cool way of broadcasting yourself. And I was playing around with it today, so just stay tuned for more Periscoping by Miss Lee. And it's the same Twitter. It's actually by Twitter, so it's the same little handle that I have for Twitter. Miss Lee 1920 is the Periscope. Yeah, MISSLEE 1920. Follow me, and all of that good
stuff. Is there a limit? Is there a limit to how long you can broadcast, or you just put yourself on and let your camera roll, or what?
You know, T, I really don't know. Everybody's been telling me about it. I've been kind of, you know, playing with it. I did like one little intro, like broadcast today. But I don't know. And I checked the settings to see like if there is a limit, and I'm actually pulling it up now just to see if I can find something. And let me see if I can find something. But that's a great question, because I feel like, you know, people can be on there for a long time.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna find that answer. I'll let you know for sure.
Everybody putting their stuff out on the web. Everything ain't for everybody. Everybody can't be a star. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Some stuff just needs to not go out there. Watch. You're going to see. Next thing, you're going to see a lot of people get. You're going to see a virtual cheater show on Periscope. People going to be out there putting themselves out all crazy. Like, they already putting themselves out all crazy on Instagram and Twitter and all that. But Periscope, people going to start getting caught out there on some real dumb stuff.
Just saying. But it's kind of cool. Like, playing with it, you know, you're able to chat with people live. People can like your broadcast live. It's a real cool way to kind of connect, and it's free. Which is pretty cool too. So, yeah, and it's affiliated with Twitter, which is always good. Like, it's a separate Twitter situation. But yeah, man, follow me there. I'm there too. But we had some very interesting news events that has happened over the past week or so, and I really don't know where to start. Like, it's just so much. I know people, you know, we briefly discussed Caitlyn Jenner a couple of weeks ago when we found out that she was going, was going to receive the ESPY award yesterday. So the ESPYs were yesterday, and I watched a little bit of it. And it was definitely it was really nice, and a lot of it was pretty touching, you know, especially the meaningful awards. The people that deserved a couple of the awards, you know, definitely, it was pretty special. I don't really understand why the Arthur Ashe Award to Caitlin Bruce, whatever. Like, the CC, did you see it?
Nope. I took part in the shenanigans.
I don't understand.
I mean,
because
I didn't watch, because, first of all, I'm not really big on award shows, period. So, I'm going to sit up. Like, I stopped. I don't think I've ever really been big on award shows. So, I never really watched the American Music Award, Billboard Award, like when the Source Awards came out first, I watched those, you know, when the BET Hip Hop Honors came out. I used to watch those at first, but these days I'm not really into award shows. And for me, like, the award show is when is watching the championship game. That's the award show to me. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm not going to sit around and watch the secondary after the season. The award show is watching the Super Bowl. It's watching the championship game. You know, it's watching the finals. You know, to me, that's my award show. So, as far as, you know, the whole Arthur Ashe Award going out to Caitlyn Jenner, like, I don't agree with it because there is much more deserving of a award for courage. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I feel as though ESPN was trying to pimp the situation. Like, all of the press that they got, think of how many people actually watched the show last night that never really watched the show. Now, do you have the numbers of what their ratings were? Can anybody tell me if this show was, you know, their most watched award show or what? To me, is shenanigans.
They haven't announced the ratings as of yet, but there was some good stuff, like some good awards, though. Best NFL player went to Aaron Rodgers. The NBA player went to Stephen Curry, which I think was definitely, interesting. Peyton Manning got the Best Record-Breaking Performance Award. And I like this one, T. Best Breakthrough Athlete went to Monet Davis. I thought that was super awesome. Who else is on here? Best Championship Performance went to LeBron. Let's see. Best Female Athlete went to Ronda Rousey. Even some,
Ronda Rousey, she's a beast. She's been calling out Floyd Mayweather, too. She want to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Beastly. Let's see, who else? Best Male College Athlete is Marcus Mariota. Best Upset Award went to Mississippi over Alabama. Icon Award went to Derek Jeter. Best Play went to Odell Beckham for his one-handed catch. Best team went to the United States women's soccer team. Shout out to them, man. That was awesome. Serena got best female tennis player. So it was very, I think a lot of the athletes that won awards, I think, were definitely deserved. Best male athlete with a disability went to Chris Skateboard. Best female athlete with a disability was Becca Meyer. So, I thought the all around awards that went out definitely were well deserved. It was good to see Monet win an award, you know, at the ESPYs as well. Caitlyn Jenner won the award for what was the Arthur Ashe
Courage Award.
Courage, blah, blah, blah. I can't talk right now. I'm just, like, looking at the names. But I don't know why, he was up there for 30 minutes almost. I don't really know what that was about because I only needed about 10 minutes of that. And then also, Devin Stills, he accepted an award on behalf of his daughter. And that was really, really, really awesome, too. And she won the Jimmy V Perseverance Award. She was 5 years old, and she's been fighting cancer since 2003. And then, you know, it was just seeing his daughter go through chemo and everything definitely hurt him. And, you know, it talked about how he wanted to just drink vodka and just kind of drink his pain away because he didn't want to see his daughter suffer. So that was a very touching speech as well. So it was cool. It was cool. It was some good points. It was some good points from Devin Green. I like the Monet Davis winning award. I'm all about that life there. I'm all for the little kids doing great things. I support it fully. So in other news, Sandra Bland is somebody that I definitely want to talk about tonight. In this world of injustice and craziness and uncertainty and, you know, just all kinds of shenanigans. Like, I don't really know what's going on. But Sandra Bland, she drove from Illinois to Texas to start a new job. So on July 9th, Sandra Bland was arrested for assault of a public servant during a traffic stop in Waller County, Texas. Okay. And on July 13th, she was dead in her jail cell. She's 28 years old. They have pretty much classified her as committing suicide. And they said the cause of death was a hanging or self-inflicted asphyxiation. And that's what came out of the autopsy in Houston, as well as, the family is not really understanding where this is coming from, because it's not like her. Cheryl Newton, who is a reporter and lawyer for the family, she said she does suspect foul play. The family is saying that, you know, they're suspicious. They're a tight community where she's from, and that, you know, they just want justice to be served. They're saying they describe Bland as a warm, affectionate, outspoken person. She spoke out a lot about police brutality on her Facebook page and was very critical against the injustice against African Americans. She was ready to start her new job at Texas Prairie View A&M, and she was very strong mentally and spiritually. She did outreach. They have a video release of her arrest. And she was getting questioned, like, seriously, like some really, real tough questions. So in the video, Bland is her saying, "You just slammed my head into the ground and you don't care about that. I can't even hear." And she's taken into custody. "You slammed me into the ground and everything," is what she said on the camera. They were saying that she was taken to jail and she was supposed to be released on Monday for a $5,000 bail. But when a jailer came to see her in a cell to see if she wanted recreation time, she was dead. They said that they saw Bland at 7. They gave her breakfast, and an hour later, they spoke to her over the intercom. When the jailers came back to her cell, they found her body. Crazy. Definitely doesn't sound right to me. Sounds like something else is going on. You know, that's just crazy. So I know investigations are happening, and we definitely will find out more about this situation as a whole. Just crazy. Mm. You quiet, Maya. That's not like you.
Nah, because I'm tired of hearing about people dying in police custody. I'm tired of the shenanigans, you know, especially if this is someone who has been outspoken about the way police have been treating people and, you know, have been a person that could have affected some change, you know, to find out that she's dead in police custody, you know. I'm just waiting for the accountability. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's all I want is some accountability. I want policemen and women to be held accountable for their actions. And it's gone on far too long where certain members of the law enforcement community feel, believe, and carry themselves as if they're above the law, and I'm tired of this us versus them mentality. You know, because when you go into a community, like it's us versus them, that you get back what you put into it. So,
right.
I don't know. I'm just tired. I'm tired of stories like this. It doesn't make sense. It screams injustice, and I'm tired of the injustice being screamed in my face and nothing being done about it.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy and it's tough right now. I definitely, you know, I think what they have caught, you know, her saying, you know, saying on camera, and you know, I really feel that they will. I mean, how do you? I mean, I've never been in a jail cell, so I don't really know what they have there to hang themselves. I thought that most of what's in a jail cell is to help to stop any bodily harm to be done to you, you know, like no sharp objects, that kind of a thing. So I don't know, I feel like there's gonna be more to come.
Lee, I couldn't tell you. I've never been in a jail cell.
Me neither.
I've been detained, I've been in a holding cell, but never in a jail cell. So
right, I don't know, but common sense tells me, like, what are you going to put in a holding? Well, I mean, because it wasn't like a cell. It was like one of those cells before you released. So it's not like you got booked and I guess you just sit there for a while or whatever until your bail is posted, you know. But, like, what's really in your cell to cause you to hang yourself? That's definitely something that I would want to know. Like, what was used to have that happen? Was it a sheet? Like, what? How do you hang? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. So More to come. Let's take a break. We're going to come back with some Obama news, some Chattanooga, Tennessee news, and some Boston news. Anita Baker, sweet love, you're listening to Hot Convos with Miss Lee.
Thank you.
listening to Stilettos and Combos. I'm your girl, Miss Lee, and my boy T is rocking with me as always, as we're bringing you the hottest level of conversation, topic, news, gossip, entertainment, all of that, you know, that's hitting the airwaves over the course of this past week. We've already talked about the ESPYs as well as, you know, the young lady who was found dead in her jail cell in Texas. But we have more news and more things to discuss. So the one thing I want to talk about, remember when I saw this, I was like, wait a minute. You know, winter is over, right? Like she's talking about barbecue and you know, we're sunny here in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, as most of you might be experiencing some wonderful weather as well. But in Boston, see, the snow has finally melted away. The last snow pile in Boston was 75 feet high. Boston had about 110 inches of snow this winter. 110 inches of snow. It is almost August, and the snow just melted. And I'm getting this from CNN.com. That is bananas. I wonder how the flooding is and everything in Boston. You know what I'm saying? With, like, all that snow. Like, that's just off the charts.
Yeah, but did you see the snow pile? It was black. That snow was black.
Yeah.
Dirty and nasty.
Yeah, man. Crazy. Just nasty altogether. The Boston mayor, Marty Walsh, commemorated the occasion on Wednesday with a barbecue in City Hall Plaza, and they announced the winners of the Snow Melt Challenge. So this was a challenge for the Bostonians who correctly guessed that July 14th was the day that all of the snow would melt, which is a fun little thing to get the town all kind of involved and everything. So he cooked, he barbecued for the Bostonians, and you know, people were tweeting out, and then they was like, okay, so we'll be back again in November for more snow. It was just crazy. They
said November.
Right. They get right. They also said that, you know, it took so much garbage encased in that ice and snow to kind of get rid of it. So, like, just the nastiness, like you said, T, of what was in that snow was just crazy. But 110 feet of snow is a lot of freaking snow, man. That's just too much. Shout out to Boston, man. Welcome to spring. Welcome to spring. I'm telling you, I would have been moved away just because I just can't deal. It's just too much. All the way. Too much. So shout out to Boston on the snow. You know, I like the fun good news in the lieu of that. So also, I mentioned Chattanooga, Tennessee is in the news. There has been a shooting, and this has just been recently updated at 7:19 this evening. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, there has been 4 Marines killed in these military attacks. Police killed the gunman who attacked 2 military centers in Chattanooga. The shooter ran into a gate at the Navy Reserve Center with his car. The suspected gunman, Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz, was 24 years old, born in Kuwait, and had Jordanian citizenship. He was naturalized as a U.S. citizen. He studied at the University of Tennessee, and he graduated with a degree in electrical engineering. 4 Marines were killed in the shootings, and 3 people were injured. A female sailor was also shot, and she's in serious condition. And the shooter's also dead. Crazy. Like, what's with people, like, ramming into, like, naval centers and army yards? And, I mean, what is going on? So a terrorism task force involving federal and local agencies is also investigating the situation. They have not determined whether or not it was an act of terrorism or if it was a criminal act. They said they're looking at every possible avenue, as well as, you know, seeing if it was terrorism, a domestic or international, or was it just a criminal act. 24 years old, decided to just go ham bacon and just shoot up some stuff. I mean, you know, if people just was so upset with the world and everybody just went around shooting people because they just all crazy and upset. This is crazy, too. Tennessee, that's the Naval Reserve. So prayers for the families, you know, of those individuals that work there. See, we were just talking about this 2 weeks ago, you know, with the scare, emergency scare at the Naval Yard here in Maryland. You know what I'm saying? So thankfully it was just a scare.
That's because I work at the Navy Yard. So it's one of those things that make me, you know, really just look at it, like, really what's going on, like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they said it was a very bad situation. They said they saw a man in a silver convertible with a rifle, and he just was like, just drive by shooting at the building and took out four people. So, you know, you definitely have to, you know, stay prayed up, you know, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Like, going to work is one thing, but praying you make it there, make it home is a whole other situation. So, you know, prayers to the families. Prayers to those that have to still continue to work in those facilities, and you know it's just crazy, these situations where you just don't freaking know. That's the scary part. We got more coming up here on Stilettos and Convos, Hot Convos. Phone lines are open. 347-215-6519 is the number. We're going to play a little Janelle Monae, a little yoga. Let's get it. We'll be right back.
Dirty Diana. quickly.
You're listening to Stilettos and Carlos. I'm your girl, Miss Janelle Monae. Yoga. Yeah, man. We're talking about the hottest news, media, entertainment, all of that stuff that's popping off, you know, across the world. We talked about a lot so far. We still got some more to touch on. I don't know if you knew, but, like, Chris Brown got robbed at his house. And, you know, I think the speculation is that somebody was following him. The singer knew him. Like, what they're saying is Chris Brown knew these individuals that robbed him. They were kind of waiting until he was gone. His aunt was in the house. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. The aunt opens the door. Robbers take over the house, lock her in the closet. They take a whole rack of stuff. You know that's serious when, like, you got people in your camp that's just not for you. You know what I mean? And then they, like, lock up your auntie or your mama and then, like, just go ham. But what they're saying is that they had Chris Brown followed, and then they said they pretty much they knew him. And I kind of figured it, you know, when I heard the story, I was like, yo, who is going to find out where he lives and just, like, rob him? You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't he have an alarm system? But when I found out that the aunt opened the door, I said, oh, yeah, then that's how that happened. So, oh, Breezy. It's like every other week you in the news, Breezy. I don't know.
Yeah, but this time at least it's not for something dumb that he did.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So Auntie is shaking up. She's a little scared and everything, which is understandable. And this isn't the first time. Like, apparently he's been robbed at this location, like, 3 different times. Breezy, it's time to move. He'd come back on over to Virginia.
Not even that. It's just, you know, well, first of all, how is he getting robbed in the neighborhood that he lives in? That's my question, because, you know, as far as I understand, ain't it like a gated community where you, I mean, maybe if you wasn't such an asshole to your neighbors, maybe people would be more inclined to look out for you and what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's a thing to be said about community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like if you being all right, like your community should be taking care of you. You know what I mean? Like know who is in your community and understand what your neighbor's disposition is. I mean, your neighbors can be your greatest allies or your worst foes. So, you know.
Yeah. It's, and they were saying that they had him follow him. They knew him. You know, they waited until he was at home in San Fernando Valley. They knew he was at a club hosting an SB party. And then, pretty much the timing was like they knew that he was going to be leaving the event at 2, and then that's when they went in and broke into the house. It's crazy. Oh, Breezy. We going to just pray the auntie is okay. It's always something, man, in the news. So, President Obama is, making a historic, I love Obama is doing so much tea and ladies and gentlemen, just for everybody. Like, President Obama is visiting a prison. Like, he's like the first president to ever do that. And that kind of blows my mind a little bit, see? Just a little bit. Because I'm like, out of all of the presidential candidates and presidents that we've had, he's the first one to make his way to a prison. To really, you know, make some change. Which is key,
I mean,
man.
Like, the thing that's crazy to me is with the prison industrial complex and pretty much how it's just so crooked. You know what I mean? Like, people, mm-hmm. prisons are suing the government because they're not full to capacity. You know,
right.
Prison has become private industry. There's so much wrong with it. You have so mm-hmm. many people that are in prison under false pretenses, under you know, wrong circumstances. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got people that are, you know, sitting there, like, cause he commuted 46 prisoner sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, yep. that's huge. Like, that's a big showing
yeah.
of person. But there are
yeah.
a lot of misguided conservatives
mm-hmm.
Of the Fox viewing type who believe, oh,
mm-hmm.
he just, that black president just let his criminal kind back into the streets and, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, there's going to be a reason for another Dylan, the coward of South Carolina to do another act like that. Because, you know, people, I don't know, it's just a lot of ignorance out here. And it seems as though the more we change, the more things change, stay the same. But what I'm...
Tupac said
it
best. Go ahead.
What I'm really... you know, been paying attention to with President Obama is, you know, the historic deal that went on with Iran,
yeah.
And you got, I hear so many people say, oh, he just opened the door for the Iranians to have a nuclear bomb and declare war on Israel. And you know what? When you look at it, we couldn't do nothing to stop them from getting it in the first place.
Right.
And if what he did was to go in and put measures in place that would allow us to monitor them
mm-hmm.
and hold them accountable for their actions, why not? Why not do that? And then have the whole world
right.
have the whole world all on one side. If they want to be part of the world community, then they got to play by the world game.
Mm-hmm.
the world's, you know, they got to play by the same rule book that everybody else does. And, you know, I really get tired of us as Americans thinking that the world has to be in our image. The world has
mm-hmm.
to be as we mold it. And that's where we get
right.
a lot of trouble. And that's where you see a lot of the hawks, the war hawks, on Capitol Hill and in the Pentagon and all that, they upset because they really wanted to invade Iraq. I mean, not Iraq, Iran. And
right.
there's a lot of, you know, Halliburtons out there and people like that. They wanted to invade Iran the same way they invaded Iraq. And because there's, you know, Iran is, I think, the second largest oil producing country in
yep.
OPEC.
Yep,
now,
it
granted,
is.
There's
true.
Granted that there is a lot that can go wrong, as far as
mm-hmm.
you know. Oh well, they're funding terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, putting sanctions on them slowed that down. But if they
mm-hmm.
really, if anybody that really wants to get at us is going to do anything
they can get
at us.
Right.
So, you know, for people to say, you know, they already had the nuclear missile. They already,
right.
not the missile, but they had the materials to build it.
Right.
They were
to
already making strides towards that. You know,
right.
I don't know how much of it is propaganda, but, you know, in President Obama's speech, he was like, you know, they had enough nuclear material for 10 nuclear weapons. Now,
right.
I don't know how much of that is you know, we just say that to make
and,
us look good. But
right.
at the end of the day, you got to figure they have at least one or two. So
right.
it was there anyway.
Right.
So
definitely. You know, the one thing I can say on all of this is, like, I am just uber excited to see how many firsts that has happened in the 8 years of Obama's presidency, that, you know, he's really trying to make the change. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he had so many negative individuals talk and shame him, you know, but the fact that you go into the prison system and, you know, hang out with the prisoners and the law enforcement and just kind of see what's going on and find out, you know, who are these prisoners, what's going on with the system, what are your struggles, what are your fears, you know, that speaks volumes, you know what I'm saying? And then to, you know, to really hit the issue, because, you know, when you have these teenagers and, you know, they go into prison or they go into jail at a young age and they don't have the proper guidance. And that's all about the My Brother's Keeper movement that he also has spearheaded as well, you know, in which he has gotten all of the fraternities and sororities and, you know, all of these other private organizations and social organizations to really do some things in regards to looking out for, you know, men as a whole. And how are you going to make, you know, how are you going to come together as a unit to keep our men on the right path? So the fact that he is even taking the time to work on the home front more than working on the backyard, I think is huge. And I wish that more of, you know, America can recognize that, because I feel like every other president, you know, as far as there were some little things that were done that affected the U.S. of A., but a lot of it was focused on what was going on internationally. And I'm glad to see that he's taken that opportunity to really do more things for here and still do some things overseas as well, but kind of doing a nice balance of it. Because I mentioned before here on the show that whoever does, you know, run for presidency and you know, they're wanting that major vote, I really, the only thing I care about is what's going on here. I mean, I could care a little bit about what's going on overseas, but I really don't care. And I think a lot of people are fed up with the stuff that's going on, you know, here. So we need to fix what's going on here before we can start hollering at people, you know, over water, across the land and the sea and the river. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Obama and shout out to those 46 prisoners that he changed their lives for. You know what I'm saying? That's huge, T. That is just huge. I know it's only 46, but 46 is a start. You know?
I mean, my whole thing is, like, if they were let out because they truly, you know, redeemed themselves or changed their lives around, everybody deserves mm-hmm. a second chance. And that speaks a lot
yeah.
to the mercy that's within the man that's in office. And I think anybody who is a leader has to have
mm-hmm.
Humility and has to have a sense of mercy.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So more to come. He's still doing more reform as well in the prison system in the U.S. So I can't wait to see what else he got up his sleeve in these last days of presidency. You know, shout out to Obama and the First Lady, and you know, they're both just working hard over there on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. There's a couple other things that I definitely want to touch on. I know time is winding down, ladies and gentlemen. But one thing, and T, you watch The Wire, right?
Absolutely. That's my favorite show. Best show ever.
I was going. Well, T, I got something for you. So this was reported today, this afternoon. The cast members from The Wire are reunited for a special performance to honor four Baltimore unsung heroes. It's called, the name of the organization is Rewired for Change, the nonprofit founded by actress Sonia Sahn. The event is free. It's going to be Saturday at the Lyric Opera House, and it will feature a special musical guest. The nonprofit will present the Wired Up Award and will host a fundraiser for its community and grant program. The cast members that will be there is Dominique West, Michael Kenneth Williams, Wendell Pierce, Seth Gillian, Chad Coleman, Larry Gillard Jr., Andre Royo, I can't say this last name, this other name, but I'm going to try because I never watched The Wire. Don't hate me, T. Ben Gavenga and Anagibe?
Yeah.
Him. Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Jamie Hector, Tristan Mack Wilds. So Mack Wilds will be there. And Felicia Snoop Pearson will also be there. The cast issued a statement saying that Baltimore Uprising was called and by people in a marginalized community, and they are being ignored by the establishment. If you want tickets, go to wiredup.splashdat.com. So that's big. You know, they're coming together to do something positive in the community, especially for a show that Baltimore is definitely the kind of everybody knew Baltimore for. All you wireheads, T. I knew you would love that. I did that just for you, T.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, I take care of you. I take care of you a little bit, say. And in other entertainment news as we wind down for tonight's show. So we have some surprises. The Emmys, I know T, he's not really into the award show situation. However,
nope, not at
we
all.
Have some, oh, I know. However, we do have some Emmy nominations for 2015 that has already been hit with some nominations. So the Game of Thrones was dominated the Emmy Award nominations with 24 nominations. Crazy. Outstanding Drama and outside of all the other ones. So definitely Outstanding Drama. Some other nominees in the Outstanding Drama category include Mad Men, Orange is the New Black, which is something that I watch, House of Cards, which is also a good show, Better Call Saul, Downton Abbey, and Homeland. Also, in the list of nominations, let's see. Let me just pull up the list, because there's like a huge list of like, all, because like, you know how they do on these websites, they give you all the fluff, and then they'll give you the nitty-gritty. I want the nitty-gritty. So, here we go. So, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama, we have Jeff Daniels. For Newsroom, Kyle Chandler in Bloodline, Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. He's also nominated. Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama, Claire Danes for Homeland, Viola Davis for How to Get Away with Murder, Taraji P. Henson for Empire. Let's see. Lead actor in a comedy. Anthony Anderson is nominated for Blackish, which is really, really dope as well. Don Cheadle for House of Lies. Let's see.
That's my show.
Who else?
House of Lies.
Really? Yeah, they have a lot of different categories, too. Supporting actor, Jim Carter, Michael Kelly, Peter Dinklage. For Game of Thrones, there's a lot of Game of Thrones heads out there. That's just not my flow. Orange is the New Black, Uzo Abdullah, which is crazy eyes for Orange is the New Black. Definitely well deserving. She does that role very, very well. Niecy Nash for Getting On, for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy. Who else? I mean, there's so many wonderful actors and actresses. That's just pretty freaking cool. Outstanding miniseries, American Crime, which I heard was a really good show on ABC. American Horror Story is nominated. And then as far as television movies, Bessie with Queen Latifah is nominated. Grace of Monaco on Lifetime. Let's see. Nightingale on HBO. Another movie, Killing Jesus. I guess that's a National Geographic show the title alone.
Yeah, I just saw that on my Netflix.
Was it good?
No, I didn't see it. I just saw it in there, so I was like, should
in
I
the list
that?
To watch?
Yeah, it looked good. Like, just the way that, you know, that title alone is intriguing.
Right. Yeah, man. Queen Latifah's nominated for Best Actress in a Miniseries or Movie. I mean, I like the list. I like the list. Monique is nominated for Supporting Actress. Angela Bassett is nominated for Supporting Actress. Regina King. That's going to be a tough category. See, you got Regina King for American Crime. Sarah Paulson for American Horror Story. Angela Bassett also for American Horror Story. Kathy Bates for American Horror Story. Monique for Bessie and Zoe Kazan for Olive Kitteridge, which I never heard of. That's going to be a tough one. Supporting actress. And then as far as sketch series, Key and Peele on Comedy Central is nominated. Saturday Night Live. I mean, so many. They have reality shows on here, Shark Tank, Undercover Boss, The Voice, So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah. House of Cards is on here again, like a million times. It's bananas. Cicely Tyson is also nominated for Guest. I didn't even know they had a category for Guest Actress in a drama. Candy Alexander, who was Maxine in Living Single, was nominated. Cicely Tyson. Crazy T. Like, this going to be pretty good. I like to see the color that's being supported in these nominations. You know, that makes me happy as a whole. Just all up and through. I'm excited. I'm just excited. A lot of good actress. Boardwalk Empire is nominated. Game of Thrones. House of Cards, again, for Outstanding Director. I mean, just so many. So many. I can't wait to see it. I might actually watch this in me situation just so I can really see, you know, and support and show love. Because some of these shows I don't watch because I'm like, yo. But I think the good thing about TV and everything that's going on this year is that we have so many colorful type shows. And, you know, I'm always a stickler for having quality programming. And, you know, T, you would get on me about watching Scandal. And my main thing about that was, you know, I just support African-Americans doing great things in prime time. Because, you know, my earlier, you know, my mom, my grandparents, they didn't really see a lot of African-Americans on primetime television growing up. You know what I'm saying? So when I grew up, you know, similar to you, see, like, we had a variety of primetime TV with all different colors. And then we just kind of got away from it. So it's just good to see so many new shows where we have, you know, highlighting some, you know, Spanish actors and actresses and African actors and actresses and African-American actors and actresses that's kind of doing really good work. So I'm excited on that end for the Emmy nominations, which is really, really cool, man. I'm all about that life. Shout out to all the Emmy nominations for 2015, man. They haven't been nominated. They haven't said when the ceremony will be. So stay tuned. I'm quite sure they're going to have a date for it. Probably it's not the end of this year, but very, very close to it. So I can't wait to see, T. I can't wait. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. A lot of good news mixed in the crazy news, you know, for Hot Convos this week. You know, definitely stay locked and stay close for updates and things of that nature on the show. And, yeah, man, I'm going to post some of these articles on the Facebook page and on Twitter so you can take a look and kind of share and discuss a lot of what's going on. If you haven't registered to vote, definitely please get your registration in there to vote so you can vote in the upcoming election, you know, because there's going to be a lot of important things coming up and you want to definitely be in the know and not in the not know, you know what I'm saying? So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I hope that, you know, you be safe. Enjoy the weather. You know, just kind of kick back and love on your family a little bit. That's really important. Have some conversations with them. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on Monday.